On the 20th of June, newly elected President Cyril Ramaphosa gave his third State of the Nation address to Parliament. Our political reporter Quinita Hunter was at the event and explained some of the key elements of the President's address.
The tough economic situation in the country formed the backdrop of the address, where the President actually conceded that the economy may not recover as well as he expected.
Our economy is not growing at the level that we want it to grow. In fact, in the last quarter we had negative growth. Not enough jobs are being created in our country. This is the concern that rises above all others. It affects everyone.
The lackluster economy and the downward employment rate took center stage in his address, but he could not talk about the economy without talking about power utility Eskom. So the president announced that a huge cash injection will soon happen in Eskom, and he reiterated the point that if Eskom fails, the economy fails.
Now, following the sharp contraction in growth in the first quarter, the Reserve Bank now projects that growth in 2019 is likely to be lower than anticipated in the February budget. One reason for the lackluster economic performance has been the load shedding early this year, together with the continued uncertainty of the supply of electricity and the state of Eskom. With the current committed funding from the government, which was outlined in the 2019 budget, Eskom has sufficient cash to meet its obligations until the end of October 2019. For Eskom to default on its loans will cause a cross default on its remaining debt and would have a huge impact on the already constrained fiscus. We will therefore have to address this matter, and we will address it by tabling a special appropriation bill on an urgent basis to allocate significant portion of the 230 billion fiscal support that Eskom will require over the next 10 years in early years. This we must do because Eskom is too vital to our economy and it cannot be allowed to fail.
As part of his address, it was interesting that he reaffirmed the mandate of the South African Reserve Bank amid controversy in the ANC and calls by the Secretary General, Ace Magashule, to amend the bank's mandate. Ramaphosa was very clear that the Reserve Bank draws its mandate from the Constitution.
Our Constitution mandates the South African Reserve Bank to protect the value of our currency in the interests of balanced and sustainable growth. Today, we reaffirm this constitutional mandate, which the Reserve Bank must pursue independently without fear, favor, or prejudice.
Now, the President acknowledged that this is an ambitious wish list, but he said, you know, he will focus on this dream for South Africa. Quite hilariously, I must say, EFF MP Mbuyiseni Ndlozi heckled him, saying he's not paid to dream. What he was saying is that government will have to do more with far less.